Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nice job, Tom. I like it. First cassette tape I ever bought, Curtis, Slippery When Wet. John Bon Jovi, moving over from the Patriots to the Red Sox. You asked the question, or maybe I did. Do they need to win a round now? Is this now all house money? Is getting in enough? 617 Texter. Of course they need to do some damage. Making the playoffs isn't good enough. The beginning of the year, there were expectations. Let's not pretend like just getting into the playoffs is good. They have to win a round or at least make it to the championship round.
It's no matter what they do outside of winning a World Series, this offseason is going to be an inflection point for the ownership because they have said, and they have up until this point relatively kept their word, where they didn't think they were close enough. The guys, Roman Anthony and Mayer and the guys coming through the system hadn't arrived yet. And now they have shown that next year they will be, you know, Roman Anthony should be an all-star next year, right? I mean, if he's healthy, he's that kind of a player.
Back in your leadoff role, right?
You'll be your leadoff hitter and hopefully here for 15 years. And you have Crochet at the start. You have Chapman at the end. You have the roster is really filling in nicely.
By the way, do you think they trade Duran? There was a lot of talk about that.
I would hope so.
Really?
Yeah.
Boy, I have mixed feelings on that. Good.
Yeah, not my kind of player. But so I would have the Red Sox this off. No matter what they do outside of winning a World Series, if they do not add significantly in the offseason, there will be a lot of frustration. On the other hand, if they win a round, get to the ALCS, or win two rounds, get to the ALCS and lose, and then do nothing in the offseason, there will be excitement for what they accomplished, but there will be this residue of frustration as it relates to the ownership group and their inability to spend. And next year, if there's ever a time to go balls to the wall, it's right now. Because I talked to the great Rich Hill at the Power Forward event on Thursday.
I know, what a name drop. You've been dropping Rich Hill's name all week.
Well, I think I mentioned it twice, and he was a really nice guy. Talked to him before.
He was on our broadcast crew last year for a couple games.
Yeah, I listened to him there.
He flew, by the way, Rich Hill, don't go to the guy he is. He was still playing in the majors. He flew on Spirit Airlines to Florida to do some spring training games for us last year, just on his own dime, and there was only one flight available with Spirit. He took Spirit Airlines. Major League Baseball player. That blew me away. Go ahead. Anyway.
Well, he's a Major League Baseball player. I'm just, you know, putting a lampshade on my head. And his wife was so nice, and they live in Southie, and they're talking all about, you know, the Sox. He said that, so he walks up. I go, Rich Hill, how you doing? He says, hello, listens, whatever. And I said, please tell Rob I said hello. I know he's like, I just finished a podcast with him today.
Of course he did, yeah.
I said, he said two things of note. One, I don't know if I'm breaking news. He said that he would get a baseballs and boring tattoo on his neck if he was able to be acquired by a team in contention so he could win a World Series.
Wow.
And the other is that they're really going to try and get a salary cap in.
Well, yeah. That's part of the lockout, right?
Right. So this year, it is very unlikely, from my perspective, to have John Henry this offseason be a big spender, just like Jacobs was, I think, in 08-09 when they canceled the Stanley Cup to get the hard cap in the NHL. So,
well, that's interesting when you put it that way. How aggressive will they be? And contracts are great engineer Doug Lane. I don't know if I didn't verify this. He told me there's only one player in baseball that currently will get paid through the lockout because he put it in his contract explicitly. Maybe it was Guerrero. I forget who he said it was. I'll double check that if that's true. But will players now be saying, like Bregman, will he opt out and say, yes, I'll sign, but guarantee me money if there is a labor dispute?
Wait, so how, I mean, and as he said, Doug, I don't, he follows this closer than I do. But Scott Boras has all these deals that he signs, and he's,
I don't know.
They're going to be sitting there saying, hey, can I get some?
I think it's a signing bonus. You have to put it in the signing bonus because that gets paid regardless of whether there's like games that are played. So there's some kind of workaround, and maybe it's some, but who knows?
Yeah, oh, the other thing is that, that's the other, Rich Hill said he hates the robot umps.
Yeah.
And that there is this new system where it's, there's a committee with a couple baseball players, couple owners, and then two umpires. And they vote on implementing whether it's the pitch clock or the robot umps. And the players are just powerless. They don't want it. And it's just, I mean, it is, and he said it's splitting the union. This is all intentional. Like they're trying to get fissures within the players union so that they are able to stomp on top of them the salary cap. So it's going to be a fascinating look when it comes to the future of baseball.
Well, and for on the field, if you're a Red Sox fan, if you don't think they're that close or you do think they're close, next year is huge because if you don't win next year, then you have a year off probably and you blows up your whole momentum. So you better go for it, I guess, would be the approach.
Do you think that we should be like scabs and play replacement players?
I don't want to get into that because we had some callers.
Oh, yeah, no. So I feel like this getting here was this is the bare minimum. As if you're a Sox fan, like there was a big exhale. When they're down 3-0 and it's score, this 3-0 in the seventh last night, you're like, oh, my God.
But didn't you think they could collapse a week ago? You and I both thought there's a chance.
When there was a play where there's inning where the Red Sox left a guy on and there was 3-1, and I'm watching it yesterday and I'm like, I can't believe we're going to be at Fenway tomorrow and there's going to be people like legit rioting if they don't win this weekend. And I just made a fool of myself telling Wiggy it was all over all day Friday. And here we are. So they have done what they needed to do. Like the season today is a positive season in terms of what the front office would expect and what Cora wanted. We all enter playoff series saying we'd be okay with an outcome. But once the series begins and you're emotionally invested in the games and the plays, it's very difficult to have perspective immediately following. So no matter what happens, if they don't win a World Series, there will not be a great job, great effort thing after the game. But it's a good year if they get past this round to the ALDS.
But if they lose, it's not a good year?
It's a bare minimum. Like it's a step in the right direction, but I would not call it a rousing success.
Well, how about this 860 texture? Do you agree with him? Roman Anthony's loss equates to lower expectations. With Roman, World Series was a possibility. Now that he's out, they have an excuse.
Yes, I feel like but the Roman Anthony thing, that's one thing where I don't understand is that they knew prior to bringing Roman Anthony up.
June 9th.
Craig Breslow told us on the Greg Hill Show that they didn't want to rush, because every week, the first question we all had for Craig Breslow was, where's Roman Anthony? And he would say, well, I don't want him to have to feel like he has to carry the whole team.
Right.
Then you cannot say at the end of the year that his injury was what precluded you from advancing, when you said the whole point all along was that they can't bank on him being here the whole year. So I will not accept the injury to Roman Anthony for being a reason that they don't advance in the playoffs.
Well, you got to admit, Breslow now has a couple things on his side. He gets forever. The Devers trade was worth it. You can never say that was a bad trade.
What if they get two hits in these two games and they lose both?
What, in the two games started? Tuesday, Wednesday, you mean?
Yep.
Like the two wildcard games? No, I still think you now make the case that they wouldn't have made the playoffs if not for the Devers trade. It united the clubhouse, and they took them a while to get their act together after the trade, because what was their record after they traded him? They stumbled. But it was worth it, and that's why they were here in the first place. I mean, that's just history will say that.
Yeah, I feel like the it could if they have a power outage in Toronto, there will be those that say that you could have used Rafi Devers. that you didn't need to do that and that you got nothing in return.
Some may make that argument, but it'll be a losing argument. And to your point about Anthony, I think people will now say, no, they did the right thing. He came up at the perfect time. He helped. It's just unfortunate he got injured. Like, they made the playoffs. What do you want? They made the right moves.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say that they did a bunch of poor decisions, but right. They didn't replace the power that they lost, and they could have gotten a bigger return if they ate some of the money.
To quote the great Mark James, where's the power?
That's a great question. I don't know.
They will go into these series. I mean, they're going to have to win with going up against some big home run hitters. You play the Yankees, you play the Mariners, you're going to play some guys that can change the game in a swing. I am a little nervous about the bullpen at large beyond Whitlock and Chapman, but maybe that's enough. Maybe that's all you need. You know, you have a starter that goes in there.
So what's the rotation in Toronto? What if you were skipping?
I want baby Pedro.
Can you second. Stop saying that?
I want my man Bayo as the number two starter.
Okay. I want
Giolito as my ace in the hole in game three. And if you need to use him, you feel like you can bring him out of the pen to close out a game, you use him.
Yeah. I like Giolito as the guy coming out of the pen. He's got some cheddar.
He does. I was watching him throw in the pen yesterday, working on some stuff. They have these like screens they put up with string, and they try to hit quadrants. It's very cool. Oh. So on the off day, he's in there working with the pitching coach, and they're trying to fire to quadrants and working on the curve.
What are the potential times for Tuesday? 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 8 o'clock?
Last year there were four series, and they all started staggered. I believe it was 2, 3, 5, and 8. So
2, 3, 5.
I think there were two afternoon series that started. And none of these series will be on the West Coast, right? They're all going to be East Coast series because the Mariners are in the bye. So I think you'll have two series that start in the daytime.
All right. Well, I cannot wait for Tuesday. Can't get here soon enough. We're going to have I have no idea. Like, you ask me, we do Patriots, what do you think is going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
I have no feel for what's going to happen in the playoffs. Crochet could get rocked, like it happens.
Beauty of sports, Curtis.
It is, well, the greatest two words in sports, wild card.
greatest three words in sports, time for trending.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Red Sox have made the playoffs. Cedán Rafaela was the hero last night, hitting a walk-off triple to bring Romy Gonzalez home, sending the Red Sox into the playoffs for the first time since 2021. Here's what Alex Bregman had to say after the game.
We always talk about this before the series, but we just want to try and win every series. And the other day we were like, hey, if we win every series from now on, we win the World Series. So let's keep doing that. And let's just keep taking it one pitch at a time and keep trying to control what we can control.
While the Sox don't know who they'll be playing yet in the wild card round, they do know they'll be on the road for the 3-game wild card series. The Sox still have two more regular season games to play against the Tigers. Coverage for today's game starts on the MassMutual pregame show at 3:10 with Joe Weil. And as always, you can listen to the game right here on WEEI, the Shaw's and Star Market, Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Connelly Early is on the mound for your Boston Red Sox with the first pitch at 4:10. The Patriots are set for a Week 4 matchup against the 1-2 Carolina Panthers. The Pats are seeking their first home win of the season. Jared Wilson has already been ruled out for Sunday's game, while Christian Gonzalez and Michael Wenu are listed as questionable. I'm Tom Crisafulli, and that's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Put out the question.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
On the socials, Curtis, have the Sox won you back? John responds, never left, but I changed my mind on Cora. I was wrong. Can you admit that? Can you be the bigger man like John this morning and admit you were wrong on Cora?
What was I wrong about? If they missed the playoffs, that his job would be on the line? That's absolutely what would have happened.
Okay, but they didn't miss the playoffs.
Right, and he's the highest paid manager in baseball. Good job.
No longer on the line?
That's correct.
Okay.
Unless he starts Baby Pedro over Crochet.
Will had texted in before the show started. Will be interesting to hear how Curtis is going to blame ownership in Breslow for this? ?
Well, I'm glad that you woke up thinking of me, Will. Very nice of you. I will say that there's nothing to blame. They are spending a fraction of the money that they make off of this team, and I'm happy they did it, but you don't deserve a duck boat parade because you have the highest ticket prices in baseball, and you get into the third wild card that you had to create, so you made it to the playoffs in the first place.
It is amazing. I don't want to say amazing is a stretch. They lost some critical players. Tanner Houck, we thought, would be a big part of this team, right? Not here. Casas, I don't know if anybody thought he'd be a big part, but there was hope he would. No Cutter Crawford this year. Obviously, they lose Roman Anthony, which from June 16th, he hit 308, 8 homers, 17 doubles, 48 runs, 29 ribbies, .412 on-base percentage. He was cruising. And you pulled him out of the lineup, and now you had to, in his place, really ride Yoshida because you needed a lefty, and that's worked really well. I mean, I'll say really well, but all of a sudden you've woken him up. You got a guy that you signed for pretty good money who is useful again. So they had enough time to sort of recover from the Roman Anthony injury.
Yeah, and I also going to Cora, like I trust Cora implicitly in these kinds of games, that he, even when he was a player, he's just a guy that has a brilliant, better in two languages than I'm in one, and is a brilliant, he just understands the sport in a way that very few do. His life has been baseball, whether he was with this team, the way he helped get Pedroia ready to go in 07, he and Francona, you know, worked well together. I trust him in a tight spot in a playoff game more than I trust any manager in baseball. So I also think, why is Aaron Boone? I don't understand the Yankees.
A lot of pressure on the Yankees.
But we say that every year. I mean,
I know.
The Yankees haven't won a World Series in almost 20 years.
Well, there you go. So you hope to play them at some point, I would think. I mean, you want to see that, right?
Right.
You want Red Sox Yankees, whether you want them in a 3, a 5, or a 7-game series, that's your choice.
I like a 5-game series because you have the advantage with the ace, and
you win one there.
Come back, win them both. You're done.
Exactly. Love that.
Yeah.
Games 3 and 4 here.
Would that be the weekend? So you have
start on a Saturday, I think. Next Saturday we could be talking about Red Sox Yankees in the division series.
So Saturday would be game one.
I think so.
So then you're looking at, so it'd be midweek. But that's fine. We'll figure it out. Let's not get ahead of ourselves here.
Either way, we're here at Playoff Central. We'll have the October Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio open, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers, and the New England edition of the Ford F-150. It's the official truck of the Red Sox, Curtis.
It is, and the official caller is Johnny and Saugus. Good morning, Johnny.
Johnny Cakes.
Good morning, gentlemen. A couple of quick things. I am so sorry. I sullied your airwaves last week. Never happen again, Ken.
What happened?
I said a bad word. You had to dump me.
Anyhow,
thank you for taking me. I am very loyal. I love you guys.
Thank you, John.
So happy the Sox are in. Curtis, when will Roman Anthony be back?
Next year.
Ooh, come on. Hold on. Any hope?
No. I mean, didn't Breslow just say that he was behind schedule or not? But there was a story this week that put cold water on it, if I remember correctly.
That's terrible. All right, well, I just want to say it's great to be in October baseball, and congratulations, Courtney, on your new bundle of joy. Love you guys.
See you, Johnny. Yep, big week for Courtney, and the show is just, now we're on our way to two babies, and we've got one wedding coming up, or two weddings. So we've got Courtney's wedding and then Shime's wedding.
Two babies? Who's having a second baby?
Well, over the course of the show, I had a kid.
I mean, I thought you were breaking news about Greg or something.
Yeah, well, Greg is a big baby.
By the way, Greg, Wiggy, and yours truly headed down to Ty Law's event today, 2 to 5, down at Patriot Place. So they got that going on, too. It's a lot of tentacles with the Greg Hill Show.
I'll be interested to see. Well, Greg and Wiggy, I mean, is it fair to Courtney that I think Greg and Wiggy get an appearance fee? I mean, geez.
I don't know about that. I have no idea about money being exchanged. 978 Texter is right. We should mention, just in passing, Jake Knapp, a golfer, former guest of the show. Horrible tragedy with his, was it a long-time girlfriend or a several-year girlfriend that passed away, right?
At 28. Like,
and I don't think he's addressed it, but, you know.
Awful.
Horrible situation there, so.
Awful.
Bring the showdown on a great Saturday. But I just, you know, you're talking about the Greg Hill Show and a former friend of the show who's going through something right now.
Terrible. That was one of the best interviews. I had no idea really what to expect. And then we were at the
Echo Dooley Foxwoods event.
Yeah. And he was on for about a half hour talking about all the behind the scenes tour stuff. But
how about this texture? 617. Ken, 100% right. Many texts start this way. But he says, I feel bad. It's the power that is going to hurt this team. They can't get a three-run homer to save their soul. Will that undo them in the postseason? The lack of a big game-changing homer.
It has been the catalyst for much of their success in the playoffs over the course of the last 20 years. And they certainly are going to enter every series as the team with the least amount of offensive pop, right? If it's the Blue Jays.
Yeah, I guess because the Guardians have Ramirez. Tigers have a weird team. Like they have a bunch of guys who are okay. They don't have like a big hitter.
What about the Yips? Are we worried about Trevor Story?
Yeah. Well, I said this to Middlebrooks last night. He and Story are tight. And I said up in the press box, I'm worried about Story and this becoming a mental thing. He said, don't worry about it. I talked to Story today. We had a long chat about it. For him, it's the physical fatigue of playing this long, and it's his lower base. So he went into this whole thing about how his throws are off. But that's part of the joy of winning last night. Now, Story, I bet you, sits today and tomorrow, and he is fully rested and recovered and ready for Tuesday. So Middlebrooks made me feel better about Story's recent errant throws. He needed some rest. He'll get some.
The lower base.
It's about his lower half.
All right. Well, can we get an Ace of Base rejoin?
Okay. Let's not. Please not.
Bob in Londonderry. Good morning.
Hey, Curtis. How are you today?
Oh, great. How are you, Bob?
I know. Well, I just, you know me, I'm always on that negative end. So I thought I'd at least call and admit, you know, hey, I'm not always correct, even though I may say I am. And the Red Sox have surprised me. And, hey, I'll give them more credit than I should, to the point where I hope things continue. And I'm not jinxing them, Curtis, but like my friend said the other day, a little while ago, he goes, Bob, you think they might even get close to the World Series? And I said, you know, they might surprise everybody, so I'm kind of keeping that in my back pocket, hoping for the best. But
all right,
either
Bob,
way,
well,
you're a diehard fan. I'm glad you guys are all happy. You deserve it. Thank you.
All right, Bob, have a great week.
Thank you, Bob.
I feel like most people are where Bob is right now. I feel it's a you can't be mad. You got playoff baseball, bonus baseball, and the last couple of years since they've redone the seating, like that first day, even as an impartial sports fan, is a great viewing day. And to have that this year with the Sox as a part of it is phenomenal.
You also then care about the other series, which is cool. You know, like, if your team's not in it, did you follow the baseball postseason much the last 3-4 years? I know I had a tougher time doing that.
I did not.
You know, you have to get behind Mookie Betts and the Dodgers. You have to pick a team that you like. There are a few teams that I don't hate. Would you hate it if the Mariners had success this year? I mean, that's been a moribund franchise for many, many years. They probably deserve some success. However, you play them in a series, it would be great to see them stumble again.
What was more surprising to you, that Bill Belichick was on the cover of Us Weekly or that the Sox traded Devers and now made the playoffs?
Devers. But the day of that trade, they swept the Yankees.
Yeah.
They're on the bus. They pull him off the bus after a sweep of the Yankees and trade their best hitter. I could never have predicted that. Us Weekly, I saw that. I could have predicted that several years ago. I knew Bill was headed that way.
Do you see the Charlotte Observer? There's like, they are pissed. We've got nothing in return for this guy.
Bill was in town, by the way. He was out like recruiting somebody last night in New England. One of the academies.
More likely, Bill Belichick back next year.
In the NFL?
No, with UNC. Or Bregman, new 4-year deal with the Red Sox.
Ooh. Bill's back. He's going to be back for the long term. They're not going to be able to get out of that contract, so they're going to have him coach a second year.
I'm going to tell you right now, on September 27th, and congratulations, Andrea Marks, my growing up, the family forever, just got married. She was born 10 years after us, so she was like everybody's little sister. Sweetheart, Andrea, congratulations. I really think there is no chance in hell. I would bet lunch for you and everybody else that there is no chance in hell Belichick's back next year. Zero. 0.0 chance. There is.
What about Bregman back in Boston?
He'll be here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now you think he's not opting out? That's what Bradford's.
He's going to opt out and they'll pay him.
Oh, you think he will opt out?
Yes.
You think now they'll pay him?
Yes.
A year before the lockout, John Henry's going to write the new check.
Yes.
I hope you're right. I really hope you're right. I think they do love him.
They can't have this success and then just say goodbye. They can't do it.
They do have a replacement. Marcelo Meyer could play third base, right?
Right.
And now that Romy has become your second baseman, it appears.
But don't you want to make sure these guys can get through a full season before you start penciling them in a position?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sure they have doubts about Meyer's long-term stability.
That's one area where the NFL is just unique. I mean, Major League Baseball is just unique compared to other sports, where you can get all the way to the majors, you can get there, and then, you know, you get into a 162-game season, and you're just not that same guy. So I think we can all pencil in Roman Anthony. I don't feel worried about that, but with Meyer, I'm not quite at that same spot.
309 texter Curtis, postseason is about starting pitching and home runs. Agree or disagree?
I think it's about situational hitting and
clutch hitting.
Right. I mean, obviously, you've had Ortiz and Manny, and they won. But if it was about home runs, the Yankees have had the best home run hitters in baseball for 20 years, and they haven't won anything.
Well, you got Fenway Park now. How many walk-off wins now? 13?
I believe so.
6 of them in the Fenway Greens. Can we start calling ourselves Clutch City?
God, what is this? Are we, like, turning into Cleveland? Cleveland?
Hey, I'm just saying, if you can get some Fenway home games, you got a little walk-off magic in the air.
Yeah.
So you get the Yankees here for that game 3 and 4. I can feel a walk-off in there. I can feel something dramatic.
I just want to see it again because New York sucks as a fan base. They're ruining the Americans at the Ryder Cup. They're not doing anything to support them there. And I would love – there's nothing better than that. Red Sox, Yankees. We could do it like a simulcast with Will Fleming and Dave Sims or whatever his name is.
It is wild that the Mets currently on the outside looking into the Cincinnati Reds of all the – time and energy put into the Soto discussion in the offseason. They signed this guy for almost $800 million.
You mean all the time and energy the Red Sox did to spin that they were interested in Soto?
They were in on him, and they're going to miss the playoffs. The other big signing was Max Fried, who the Yankees got, the Red Sox tried to get, and because they didn't, they got Crochet. So those two things could come to a head. That could be Ragnarok, to use Fitzy's term.
Right.
Fried v. Crochet for a playoff decider. That would be great.
And aren't the Mets the poster child for Henry's attempt to redo the way the baseball's financial structures
are?
Sure.
He's probably pissed, yeah.
No, that's great that the Mets missed the playoffs.
Well, yes.
Spending that amount of money.
He's pissed that they signed Soto to that deal.
Right. So.
Yeah, by the way, Linda Henry does have a long Instagram post up if you want to go check that out. She's got video from the clubhouse and shots of herself with the goggles on and no Cohiba. I didn't see the John Henry Cohiba picture, but Linda is invested, so she's in on this team. Maybe that'll entice them to spend more.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all for it. I think Irsay's daughter has done everything. She's doing a great job as the owner of the Colts, and I think the same thing for Linda.
And the big free agent ticket in the offseason is Kyle Tucker, I guess, who the Cubs traded for from the Astros. The Astros lose again last night. How pathetic is that? Their finish has been stunning.
Who left Houston?
Who left Houston? A lot of guys left Houston, including AC.
Bregman.
And Bregman. And that team, I think, had made 9 straight postseasons, but now they have to win out and hope both Cleveland and Detroit lose out. Otherwise, Houston is outski for the first time in 9 years. And don't mind seeing that. But Tucker, if you could somehow find a way to add him to this team, now you get that pop that you need.
Can we get a quick Patriots diversion here?
Yeah.
So tomorrow they're 5.5-point favorites against the Panthers at Gillette.
I have already placed a wager giving the points.
Really?
Yes.
Smart move. I think that's a smart call.
Don't you feel like it's all just building towards a Pats, not about a blowout, but a 2-touchdown solid win?
Yeah. If this is less than 6 points, then I am totally and completely off the bandwagon entirely. Like, it is, this is a game they have to win handily.
What were the details, though, of Carolina's blowout win of the Falcons last week? Because that is a shocker, right? You would admit nobody predicted that.
Well, I just feel like if Josh McDaniel still has anything of a pulse left and you get called out by Dave Canales about your offense saying it's boring, nothing, they do nothing well, I also feel like there was a great stat actually Scheim had that said outright underdogs that win outright don't cover 70% of their following week's game, which is makes sense, right? You're not that good. You have a big game. You think you're good, and then you get, you know, your doors blown in the next game after that. So if they lose this game, the season's over.
Carolina last week had a time of possession of 32 minutes. They ran for 110 yards, only allowed 1 sack. They controlled the line of scrimmage. But I feel like the Patriots' D-line should be able to handle that. If that's their strength, your D-line with Gonzalez back should be able to counteract that, and you're cooking with gas.
And what do you think about my theory that Mike Vrabel was not the leak, but was sort of like Comey? He said it was okay to leak. And then the Christian Gonzalez story is spread to Bert Breer, where he says that there was not a setback.
You had a lot of good Kurtspiracies this week, and I don't think that's outrageous. However, I just wonder from Gonzalez's point of view, why wouldn't he have come out sooner and spoken on the record that, hey, it's not contract related, I'm trying to get back, it's legitimately my hamstring? Like, they had to push him into that.
No hamstring injury. There is less than 0% chance that this just happens on the first play of the first full pad scrimmage of training camp.
Oh, so you think he was slow playing it?
Of course.
But to what end? Like, he can't sign a new deal this year.
Sauce Gardner did it last year with the Jets. You just want to make sure you're healthy throughout the year and you're going to get paid no matter what because you're 21 years old and you're an all-pro.
But in that case, there was. So you think there was an injury? It was legitimately some injury. He just slow played it.
Like, yes.
He could have been back a week or two ago.
Well, I don't even know what it... I mean, to have the organizations... Because did anybody correct the record that he didn't... We all believe now there was no setback, right?
I don't know what to believe.
Well, did he say he had a setback?
No.
So, you got injured in July with a hamstring.
Hear Wiggy saying hamstrings can be tricky, Curtis.
So, if he doesn't play this week, then they wasted the 4 games because you put him on PUP, you get him back after 4 weeks.
No, you're right about that. It's a good point. They would have looked like fools.
Right. So...
But he is back. Okay. So you got him back just under the wire, I guess. I don't know. It's if that's true, aren't you concerned about long-term commitment from this guy and signing him to a big deal in the offseason?
This is why I was all for the Keefe and Fitzy and everybody doing the dance when they drafted Christian Gonzalez at 15 or whatever it was. But there's a reason a guy this talented falls in the draft. Like, this is there's stuff. He's small. He's injury prone. Maybe he's not as reliable as some would like. And I would have said to begin with, what's the point of bringing him back this week? You get him healthy for the Bills game a week from Sunday. But clearly...
Oh, no, you need this win tomorrow. I mean, you're right. It's a Red Sox town. And if they go 1-3, the Red Sox are in the postseason.
Well, you're 1-4. If they go 1-3, they're 1-4. They're not beating the Bills. And then, you know, Vrabel's first season. And I go back to Gerard Mayo, right? So let's just say that I was dead wrong about this team when I said 10 wins.
You were?
let's say that they, well, we don't know that yet, but let's say that they win six games, five games.
Yep. I got them for seven. Go ahead.
Then what do you think we say when you have four wins with Belichick, four wins with Mayo, five wins with Vrabel? You fire the coach halfway through that? Like, it's crazy to me.
Well, the funny thing about that is if they do win seven or even six, it's a two or three win improvement. You know, they were so bad last year. And really, you had three wins and you were gifted one by a team that didn't want to win at all. So it would be an improvement either way. Even if you win six, you've doubled your win total, basically.
No, you had four wins.
No, but that's what I'm saying. One was just a total phony win.
But the point is that the rot of the roster is what brought you here. As much as Jerod Mayo was an overset, and I agree, as much as I probably shouldn't have celebrated with the Gatorade bath after the Bengals win, what Jerod Mayo was the biggest sort of catalyst for criticism last year. He was the one that got the most attention and most negative feedback because they thought that they hired the wrong guy and this is the Exhibit A. When the roster has been so bad with so many issues with how they've drafted for so long, that it was just, he didn't make it much better, but Belichick and Vrabel, two guys that are coaches of the year, one's a Hall of Famer, were unable to be successful with this team.
Well, addendum to that, coming up next, I want you to break the tie or weigh in on the argument that Fitzy and Ted Johnson had yesterday about Mayo last year. I'll tell you what they got into and why. But also, I want more of these Red Sox calls. Come on, it's a clinched Saturday. They're in. Have they won you back? 617-779-7937, and can they do some damage in the postseason on Ken and Curtis, we discussed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
All right, taking your calls here at the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio on the Red Sox, obviously, the big clinch last night, and whether they have won you back. But before we get to the calls that have lined up, Curtis, settle this debate. Yesterday on the afternoon show, Fitzy and Ted Johnson got into it on the Mayo retrospective, because I think people like you are comparing now Vrabel and Mayo, and like, is this any worse? This is the same as last year, blah, blah, blah.
I think just quickly, Wiggy found this graphic that is what spurred this conversation on the Greg Hill Show, which was the side-by-side through three games, Mayo's Patriots, Vrabel's Patriots.
Right.
And what it showed was that they are far more undisciplined and not better off this year than they were last year. Right. And that, to me, especially last year when you have Jacoby Brissett starting the three games versus Drake May this year.
So, and a quick aside there, are you fine with Vrabel not disciplining Ramondre Stevenson? It appears he's just going to give him the ball back.
Vrabel isn't exactly what I thought he was in terms of, like, I don't know.
He's not a hard nut.
From afar, the push-ups on the field, that whole thing, like getting into the scrums.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know, he's got young kids, not young, he's got kids that are around the age of what these players are, and I think it's just the way of the world. We don't, the next generation doesn't respond well to criticism, I guess.
Or he's desperate. He knows it. He said that to you guys. We need Stevenson. We can't afford to bench the guy.
But it's just, and I appreciate, Stevenson does everything you want. After the game, he's accountable. He's, you know, he says, I can't do this and keep my job, but I don't know how you start him after that.
It is tough to do. Now, so here are the two statements, and they're both true statements, but which one resonates more strongly and accurately with you? Fitzy's statement is basically, Mayo was done dirty. We've talked about this before, right? It's on Kraft. Kraft blew it. He gave this guy no chance. Ted Johnson's response is, this is on Mayo. He had a chance. He knew he was going to be the coach. He was ill-prepared. He was a disaster. He deserved to be fired. It's more Mayo's fault than it is ownership's fault.
Yeah, I lean more towards Fitzy, although I did see Ted Johnson at the Power Forward event. Awesome time, and he has been a big supporter of them as well, so good to see Ted out and about. But it is the ownership. So what is the first thing that we heard in the aftermath of the hiring of Jerod Mayo? It's early. We didn't anticipate Belichick leaving or being fired in the timing that he did. He was probably hired a year or two in advance of when he should have been hired. Mm-hmm. It's going to have growing pains, but we trust Jerod Mayo. Week 3, Thursday Night Football, Robert Kraft, Amazon Prime. I knew 5 years ago that he was going to be the head coach of this team. Mm-hmm. He just needs patience. So if literally the first thing they said when they hired him was that it was going to take time, and then you fire him after 1 year, and then not only do you fire him, but the next guy gets Josh McDaniels and Terrell Williams, so obviously awful news that Vrabel shared that he's fighting prostate cancer. And
yeah.
Hopefully he has a successful treatment and is back and healthy soon. But the staff and the offseason were much different for Mike Vrabel, and I think if you gave Jerod Mayo that offseason, he would have had a better year than 4 wins. So
Ted's point was he should have had a staff lined up and ready to go. That's on Mayo. He had no plan for who his coaching staff was going to be, and he just bumbled his way through it.
But Mike Vrabel didn't plan on Josh McDaniels. That was foisted upon him.
That's probably true.
So then why are you blaming Mayo when the owners...
I agree with you. And Mayo probably wanted to start May much sooner and was held out from doing that.
He told us he won the competition.
Yeah. And that was pulled. That rug was pulled out from under him. All right,
we got full lines.
Let's take some Sox calls.
All right, let's go to Chris in Tewksbury. Hi, Chris.
Hey guys. So congratulations to the Red Sox in terms of making the playoffs. But man, that champagne toast last night was way over the top. They've won nothing, and I'll actually tie this back to Mayo. Week one last year, Mayo got a Gatorade bath. And that was a really bad sign of what was to come. You don't celebrate like you're winning a championship with the champagne bath, much like the Red Sox did last night. Good luck to them, but I am really seeing an early exit because they just think they won the World Series.
So, Chris, my first inclination is like yours, where it was like, come on, guys, what are you doing? But I say, in 03, the Red Sox clinched the division and the whole team got hammered at the baseball tavern. It didn't impact them. That was just them.
Maybe it did impact them.
Well, they got to the ALCS. But I just think it's a 162-game season. It's the toughest postseason to make. They're a young team. They got to this place. There's been a lot of pressure. I have no issue with it. I feel like it's...
That's just what is done. It would be shocking if they didn't.
Right.
And this team is not in a position to pass up on celebrating the small victories at this point.
Correct. So it's an opportunity for this team to come together. And it's not like if they had won yesterday and the wild card game was tomorrow, I'd say probably a bad look to get totally bombed and go all over town.
Yeah.
But they have 2 days where they're basically going to try and lose, and then they're going to head to Toronto or New York. So let's go to Danny. Oh, Danny, let's talk Sox. I like it. What's on your mind, Danny?
Well, say what you want about Cora Curtis. He's a gambler. I mean, to pull the starter in the fourth inning, down 3-0, and blow out his bullpen, he went for broke last night, because if they had lost under those same the same circumstances, who were they going to pitch today? I mean, they would have had no bullpen today. So
true.
He went for broke, and they got what they accomplished. They got a playoff spot. And, Ken, I do not want him to tank. I want him to stay in good habits.
Really?
The hitters should be focused. The pitching should be focused. Try to win every game going to the end of the season. And
well, I know Story will rest. Put it that way. They will have certain veterans that get days off.
Well, I mean, well, then the other guys have to come up. I just don't like this tanking. They're not good enough to tank at all. But
it's not tanking. It's getting rest before the playoffs.
No, I agree with that. You're right. It's not tanking. But when you pull your best players out, in a way, you are sacrificing games. So,
right, because you have a desire to be healthy for the game on Tuesday,
which is much more important than this one. Anyway, I just want the team to stay focused, try to win every game, and that's if you have to rest players, you rest them. But as far as the Patriots go, Curtis, I mean, last week you can't blame the defense. Last week, the offense actually moved the football. They had a 92-yard drive to end the second quarter last week. They moved the football. It was just obviously the turnovers killed them. And the defense, Pittsburgh started, they got the ball starting the second half. They threw an the defense got an interception. I'm sorry. Pittsburgh threw an interception. The defense got the interception. And then the Patriots gave it right back. And then the defense got a 3-and-out. And the Patriots gave it right back, and then the defense got another 3-and-out. And finally, the Patriots tied the game. So I think that the good news is they moved the football, and the defense was able to stop the bleeding every time they turned the football over.
Yeah, I would say the Pittsburgh offense is not very good. Aaron Rodgers is not the same. I don't look at the. I mean, every time this year the defense has needed a big stop, they have failed.
No, I agree, but listen. Okay, so after week one, I said they needed to be under center more because I think 80% of the snaps in week one was from the shotgun. So they went to that against Miami, and they used play action, misdirection, play action rollout. I don't know what happened. I think that it flipped. They flipped it. I think only
you just said they moved the ball the whole game, so what are you talking about? It wasn't the play calls, it was that they had bad interceptions and bad fumbles.
I don't want them to get back into that habit. I like the West Coast type of offense where you play action, misdirection, boot. I just want them to stay in that. So,
Thanks, Danny.
We're up against it. Danny.
We're up against it. Maybe we'll get more into that next week. But the under center football is that ship has left. I mean, that ship has set sail. That is not coming back to port.
Coming up next, can I get your top five Sox season MVPs? 5-1. Count them down.
Ooh, I love it.
I would like to get into that brain of yours and get your priorities, your pecking order. Now that you're in, because you're back, right? You're reinvested.
I'm here, ready to go.
As are many of our callers. Keep them coming. 617-779-7937. It's Ken and Curtis live at Fenway.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.